With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go to the hotline, the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And we welcome in Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Do you hold back on any sort of thing that you do? Will you not do a Hey, Mary Kay after a Browns win because that might throw off the good stuff that they're doing? Because the guy across the way from me, first off, he's barely paying attention to me. He's already checked out on a Friday. Second of all, he's not making any damn sense whatsoever.
No, I wouldn't do anything differently. Nope, not at all.
Thank you. So I asked, we buried the Indians before. We said that the season was over. Then they went out and they won a boatload of games and came back from 11.5 games down to tie up the division. They never did. They took the lead for a day.
They did, half a game.
They took the lead of the division. Now they're kind of struggling a bit. They lost all of them over with the Mets. Do I or do I not bury the Cleveland Indians again, say that the season is over, Mary Kay, in hopes of making sure that they get back on track and go and take that division? Because they are out of the playoffs as of today.
I'm not that superstitious, but if that's how you roll, then that's what you got to do, I guess.
Season's over. The Indians are terrible. Fire everybody, and this season's gone to hell.
So I think
except
it's not.
For Tito. Get rid of them all.
I think they still have a good chance.
Should we trade Francisco Lindor? I'll throw out the number. All right, Mary Kay. Boy, you just don't want to respond to any of that, do you? You just don't want to even get into the fight, do you? Are you on your way to the airport?
I am at the airport trying to find a place where I can hear you guys. But, yes, I'm here at the airport getting ready to get on a low-budget airline. The flight costs only about $39, but it's about $125 to check my bag. So I'm just hoping I get to Tampa for the game.
The flight costs $39. Okay. Are you around a bunch of people?
Well, apparently Dustin Fox didn't ask you to go on his
private jet.
No, I'm not on the private jet today, unfortunately. Once again, if I do not make it, wish me luck. If I don't make it to Tampa, I will be watching the game from home in my sweatpants with a bag of kale chips.
Oh, for a second, I thought you said if I don't make it to Tampa, like, I don't think you're going to be watching the game from anywhere. Maybe heaven above, but okay, now I got what you're saying here. Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. How much should Baker play tonight?
I think I would give him a couple series at least. I'd probably go a quarter. I mean, if you're going to play him, you might as well let him get into a little bit of a rhythm and, just maybe try something like they did in the first game when they opened in the 2 minute. If you want to try something a little different, throw him out there, let him get into a little bit of a flow. Series or two, and then maybe call it a day.
So, wait a minute. So, it's not just, hey, maybe play him a quarter or maybe play him a series. If you're going to play him, let him get himself into a sweat, and then fine, we can go ahead and pull it back after that.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to play a half. I don't think I would do that, given everything that's going on, with people getting injured in the preseason and all that. I probably wouldn't do that. They've made it to this point healthy. Let's keep that going for them. But I would give him a chance to just get out there and just get the feel a little bit.
Well, how do you balance the fear of getting a guy injured, especially after last night when Cam Newton went down with the foot injury?
Well, you just can't live in your fears, Kenny.
You know, I heard that once on a TV show, and that guy got fired before the end of the season. So,
I mean, they're getting beat up in practice. I mean, not beat up, but I mean, they're going out there and practicing in pads every day. Although the quarterbacks can't get hit in practice, but I don't think that you can be too careful about it. I mean, I remember when this used to be the dress rehearsal game and the starters would stay in for 3 full quarters. So, I just don't think that you can be too scared about guys getting hurt.
Mary Kay Cabot joined us on the hotline. One of the things that Ken and I kind of argued with earlier in the show is, you know, this toggle or I don't know what you would call it. It's not a tug of war because we always hear Freddie Kitchens and Baker Mayfield on the same page. But eventually they're going to have disagreements. And we had argued over the last few days, well, who wins out on those disagreements? We know why Freddie's here. It's because of Baker. But what if Freddie says, I know what's best for you Baker, will there ever be a push and a pull there between these two?
Yes, there will be. Absolutely. And we might even see some of them play out right before our eyes on the sidelines. I remember seeing that last year in the Houston game when Baker struggled in the first half and Freddie chewed him out on the sidelines. And he got his act together in the second half. So, yeah, there will be those times. And Freddie, I think he does a great job of handling Baker, but Baker's a very, very powerful, powerful quarterback, and he's going to be even more so this year.
We know that Kareem Hunt last game had 11 snaps, but only 2 carries. Do you expect him to get considerably more activity in this game?
Yes, I do. It's really probably going to be the last time he plays in live action until he comes back from the suspension. I think that Nick Chubb has shown everything and anything you could possibly want to see from him in this preseason. I think he's actually maybe had a little bit too much work because of the injuries to the other guys. So, yes, I would expect to see a lot of Kareem.
Mary Kay Cabot joined us on the hotline. We know that Freddie seemed to think those scrimmages or those dual practices with the Colts were very valuable. You're seeing these coaches basically say, we're not going to play our starters in a lot of these regular season games. Where do you think this is going with the NFL? We've seen some proposals out there of knocking one of the preseason games off. Fans seem like they're ready for just about all of them, as do the coaches. Where do you think a lot of this goes?
Well, I think it's going to have to be collectively bargained. I've already talked to a couple of players that don't like the idea of joint practices that aren't collectively bargained, because you're basically asking them to almost play 2 more preseason games if you're practicing 2 times for over 2 hours against another football team. So I think that needs to be worked out between the union and the league. I would be all for eliminating some of the preseason games, and maybe you negotiate in there a joint practice or two or something. But I think it's trending towards that way.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Odell Beckham Jr. said the Giants traded him to Cleveland so his career could go to die. Do you agree with him?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I know that Dave Gettleman and John Dorsey are very good friends. They've been talking about this in some capacity for a long, long time. And, I actually probably think they did get the best offer. And I think they really liked the fact that Jabril Peppers was part of it. So, no, I don't think so. I think it was pretty evident by that time that this was a team on the rise. You think Dave Gettleman doesn't know what John Dorsey is all about and what he assembled in Kansas City? So, no, I don't think that. Maybe from a city standpoint, maybe Dave got a chuckle out of, Odell going from New York City to a small city of Cleveland, maybe from that standpoint. But from a team standpoint, no way.
Like, if he would have got the same offer, though, from the Chargers, exact same stuff, from the Chargers or the Rams, for that matter, as the Browns, do you think he would have sent him to Cleveland instead of those two teams?
No, I'm not really buying all that. I really don't, especially, like I said, because of the relationship between John Dorsey and Dave Gettleman. They're very, very good friends from way, way back when. So I don't think there was any agenda in that regard.
All right, looks like Odell Beckham is not going to play the entire preseason, mostly individual drills. This hip thing came up, but it seems like the Browns are like, no big deal. If these were real games, he'd be good to go. Dating back from the OTAs to the mini camps to what we've seen of Odell, what do you think of the entire Odell Beckham experience so far?
Well, I do wish that Baker and Odell had more time together, starting from OTAs until now. When we got to training camp, I thought, okay, we could all forget about OTAs now and that he needed to use that time to wrap his brain around the trade, because here they are in training camp and they're going to make up all that time and it's going to be great. And obviously that didn't happen. But even in talking to Drew Stanton a little bit about this the other day, he said, OBJ is so good and such a generational talent that it's probably not going to matter. He doesn't need to know exactly every little nuance of Baker Mayfield and vice versa for those two to be successful together. We've seen it when they've been out on the field. Baker is so accurate. Odell is so good. Baker's going to find him. Odell's going to catch the ball. They're going to throw. They're going to connect for touchdown passes.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. We're going to do this next, and we'll have the audio of Marcus Spears talking about what is a failure for the Cleveland Browns. What is a successful season for you for this football team in 2019?
Double-digit victories, an AFC North championship, and at least one victory in a playoff game.
That's a successful season.
Yep.
Anything below that, is that a failure?
I think so. Yeah, this is a dream team. You've got to get somewhere. You have to do something this year.
So state this again.
This is for now.
State this again. What do they got to do again?
AFC North Championship, double-digit victories, and at least one victory in the playoffs.
Man, that's a tall order, isn't it?
That's what you would expect when you have Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr., Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Jarvis Landry.
I mean, that's
Garrett, Denzel Ward, yes.
It's incredible to me because that's the same thing he said, so I guess we just have this out. I mean, couldn't I have the perspective, though, Mary Kay, that you have all those players, that's fine, but you're a young football team, this is the first time you've been down this road, and they were coming off a season of 0-16 just 2 years ago. Wouldn't 9-7 in the playoffs be a successful year for them?
No. Nope.
Why not?
No. Not with this team, not with this roster, not with this coaching staff, not with these schemes, not with the money that you've spent. You don't do all that to get to 9-7.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mm-hmm. My goodness. So even if there's a very little amount of experience here, and remember, you're not sneaking up on anybody. I can't convince you at all, can I?
No. No, because look, I mean, they have a defensive coordinator who was a head coach last year. They have an offensive coordinator who interviewed for head coaching jobs last year and ran the most prolific passing game in the NFL in Tampa last year. You just went out and got the best, arguably the best receiver or one of the best receivers in the NFL. Your quarterback in only 13 starts set the rookie record for touchdown passes and looks to make a big leap this year. Miles is a beast. I mean, no, that 9-7, no, you don't put this roster together to get to 9-7.
So to just finish off the death of my argument here, you're saying that I'm satisfied too easily?
Oh, heck yes.
Well, I have nothing left to say. Anthony?
We don't even need to play Marcus Spears. I think we're good. I think we have everything we need. Mary Kay has supplied us with our next hour and 20 minutes. Thank you very much, Mary Kay.
Mary Kay, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
By the way, you have to pay for oxygen on that flight, too.
I put her on hold. Owen is saying the final goodbyes, and that's the end of it. So she didn't hear you.
They charge you for oxygen. Don't blink too much. That's an extra fee.
9-7 in the playoffs is a good goal. I think it's still, I'm sorry, 10-6, a divisional crown, at least double-digit wins, a divisional crown, and at least one victory in the playoffs. That is a lot to ask for. That's a lot to demand. It's a demand. It's not an ask. That's a demand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.